The Jnani Purusha's Awareness.
Everyone in this world is faultless. And yet, look how my speech comes out sometimes. When I have seen everyone as faultless, I view no one as being at fault whatsoever. So, how can I speak in this manner? Is it necessary for me to speak this way? I should not speak this way about anyone, and that is why I do pratikraman immediately after I say it. This is because I fall short by 4 degrees. 360 degrees is absolute enlightenment. Dada Shri is at 356 degrees, and therefore I must do pratikraman. Although I deliberately use stern words, according to nature, this is an error, and therefore I make the one who has done atikraman, that is A.M. Patel, do pratikraman. Each mistake has its pratikraman. My intention, however, is not to hurt anyone. I cannot say that it is not so when it is, and vice versa, which is why some people feel hurt by what I say. If I say something exists when it does not, you will be deluded, and if I say it like it is, people question my saying it. For all this, I have to do pratikraman, because no matter what, no one should be hurt. If someone believed that there was a ghost in the banyan tree, and if I told him that no such thing existed, I may hurt his feelings by disagreeing with him. So I must do pratikraman. I always have to.
If someone misinterprets something, what should we do?
All these so-called truths that you come across are relative truths. They are false. They may be right according to the way of the world, but from the real viewpoint, they are all wrong. Pratikraman must be done for each and every viewpoint. You must even do pratikraman for saying, I am a spiritual teacher, because this is a wrong belief. In reality, you are pure self. All other beliefs are wrong beliefs. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do indeed.
Everything is false. Because people lack understanding, they proclaim that they are telling the truth. If it were indeed the truth, it would not offend anyone. The instant I utter a word, I am simultaneously doing pratikraman with fervor.
But Dada, when you tell the truth about something, then why is it necessary to do pratikraman?
No, I still have to do pratikraman. Why did I see someone's fault? Why did I see his fault even though he is faultless? Why did I criticize him despite this? Any truth that hurts others is not considered truth and must not be uttered. If uttered, this truth becomes a fault. It represents violence. The way to liberation is through alochana, pratikraman and pratyakhyan. What do our mahatmas, that is people who are self-realized, do? They do alochana, pratikraman and pratyakhyan throughout the entire day. If you were to ask them to do rituals and practice austerities, such as fasting and penance, they will tell you that they have no need for such austerities, because they have no worries and are content. They remain constantly at peace with themselves and free from all woes and anxieties, undeterred by the external world. So why would they want to complicate their lives by introducing chaos in the form of fasting, etc.? People who are confused do all these complicated penances and other rituals. People who do rituals enjoy doing them and need to do them. That is why I say that penance is for those who derive pleasure from it. Those who have a passion for the worldly life should do penance.
Dada, people believe that in doing penance, karmas are being dispelled.
That will never happen. Which penance brings about a discharge of karmas? It is not the penance that is visible to the eye and heard by the ears. This is all external penance. Only internal penance can lead to discharge of karmas. That is the kind of penance these mahatmas do. Any penance which is visible to others will result in punya. The penance that remains unseen will lead to liberation. These sadvijis, Jain nuns, know that they experience internal kashais, that is anger, pride, attachment and greed, throughout their day. So what should they do? Every evening, they should mentally recall the day's events during which they experienced even the slightest negative inner feelings towards others. For each and every incident where such a feeling arose, they must do pratikraman and pratyakhyan for 48 minutes. If they do this, they are on the path of liberation. But the poor things, they do not do any such thing. So what can one do? If they were to understand the path to moksha, they would be on it, but first they need to understand it.
Until they can confess and repent on a one-on-one basis, they will still harbor a grudge from within. So do they need to ask for forgiveness in person?
There is no need to ask for forgiveness directly from the person with whom the fault is committed. The Lord has forbidden this. You can only ask someone's forgiveness directly if that person is well-meaning and noble. However, if you attempt to do this with a weak person, he will only throw it back in your face. The weak person will become weaker. The entire world is weak. And unless the person whose forgiveness you seek is good-natured, you must not attempt to apologize to him personally. A weak person will always retaliate by saying, "See, I knew all along that you were wrong, but you did not understand. Now you realize that you were wrong." The foolish man, he does not realize that he's the one at fault and that he's the wretched one in need of improvement. The path to liberation does not have any rituals. Rituals are only present in the worldly life. The worldly life is for those who want material and physical comforts. For them, rituals are appropriate. However, they are not needed for liberation. What is the path of liberation? It is alochana, pratikraman, and pratyakhyan. These will fuel your vehicle en route to moksha. The way to moksha is through these. No other rituals are needed. This is what I myself have done for countless lives. For so many lives, I have done alochana, pratikraman, and pratyakhyan, and my efforts have brought me thus far. There are two religious doctrines. One is not to engage in any kashais, that is anger, false pride, greed, and illusionary conduct, and the other is to do pratikraman. If kashais occur as a result of your past karmas, you must do pratikraman. That is dharma, that is relative religion, and nothing else. Unfortunately, it is precisely these two things that people have eliminated. If you say something hurtful to anyone, you must do pratikraman. He in turn must do pratikraman also. What pratikraman should he do? His pratikraman should be, "I must have erred somewhere in the past, which is why this person has been given the occasion to insult me." He must do pratikraman for his previous life's karma, and you must do pratikraman for the present. Only through such pratikraman being done at least 500 times a day, one can attain liberation. It will be enough to do just this and nothing more. You need not seek any other religion. I am giving you my guarantee and am blessing you for liberation. I will be with you the entire way, giving you my full support. All that is required of you is your readiness. If you were to apply any of this in your daily life, it would be enough.